Good morning, everybody. I just feel an unction in my spirit to encourage you in the Holy Ghost today. If you are a blood-bought believer and you have been pressing into the kingdom and you have been fasting and praying and declaring scriptures and you see purpose unfolding before you and you are experiencing unusual warfare, accusations, false accusations, assaults, and attacks, I want to encourage you that you are in the right place. A lot of times we think that because we're experiencing warfare, that we're in the wrong place. Direction and timing and purpose is not in the hands of demons, but in the hands of the Holy Spirit. If you're in the wrong place, the Holy Spirit will speak to you and tell you. But I want to encourage you that you are in the right place. And Paul said, and I love the story in Ephesians where Paul said, actually 1 Corinthians 16:9 is the actual scripture. But Paul was in Ephesus and he said, I'm going to stay right here. He said, because a wide door of opportunity and work has opened unto me. And another translation says that a great and effectual door has opened unto me, but there are many adversaries. There was a message preached years ago called Devils at the Open Door. I understand experientially, and I have experienced the closer I've gotten to purpose, the more the warfare has increased against me. And I had a dream a few weeks ago that I was standing in my den, and in my house, our patio door is painted and it's glass, but I could see these dogs on my patio, one in particular that was just annihilating all the smaller dogs around him. He was just eating them alive, just ripping the flesh off of their bodies. And I was standing there afraid and terror, and I was like, oh my God, I hope he doesn't get in the house. For however, I don't know how this happened, but he just slipped through the glass, didn't open the door, didn't break anything, just slipped through the glass. And he was standing right in front of me, but he could not move. He couldn't open his mouth. He couldn't assault me and he couldn't attack me. And the Holy Spirit said, Satan's near, but he can't touch you. I just want to tell you today that Satan may be near, but he can't touch you. I want you to press in. And my admonition to you today is do not lose heart and do not faint. The Bible says, even though our outer man is perishing day by day, our inner man is being strengthened and renewed. I decree today in the Holy Ghost that you will be strengthened on the inside, because the Bible says no weapon. We've all heard this scripture a million times, but get it in your heart and your soul and your spirit today that no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that will rise up against you shall be condemned, and nobody can take what belongs to you. Amen. God bless.